And trying to enter into the mood of his service and the mood that he's recommending, because he really teaches us in a way that we shall speak about very briefly. He really teaches us how to deeply take shelter of the holy names of Krishna and deeply take shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written 4 songbooks. Who knows the name of one? Raise your hand. Yes.
Sharanagati.
Very good. Thank you. Sharanagati. And what does Sharanagati mean? It means that we return. Yes, we return to our false life of the weapon of mass distraction is dictating for us. Now, Sharanagati means return to our actual shelter. And if one learns this art of returning to one's shelter, one can be completely safe and secure, even though the ceiling may be caving in. I refuse to sit and talk to that. Could you move it? I don't want to sit and just have that right in front of me. Huh? To the side, because otherwise... Oh, at least it's an apple. Then it's okay. So, this world ultimately is a dangerous place. When we're young, we see it as a place of possibilities. And the possibility is one of enjoyment, of pleasure. And we see the material world in that way. But gradually, as we go through life, it reveals its actual nature. And then when one is elderly, or one could even say old, then the true nature of the material world is really revealed. It's crushing. And even if you decide that you like it here, even if you decide you want to stay in the material world, you can't stay in the material world. You'll be kicked out. You must be kicked out. It's the very nature of the material world. Either we get kicked out all at once, or piece by piece, knees and then teeth. I won't even bring up hair. If I had some, I would bring it up. But piece by piece, piece by piece, the material world proves itself to be a false shelter. So this is not actually a cynical, negative message at all. First of all, it is realistic, it's real, but even aside from that, it is so positive. It is extremely positive because Sharanagati, or surrender, which is the basic instruction that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. He concludes the Bhagavad Gita with that instruction, and that's the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. What is that instruction? Sarvadhamam Pratyaja Mamekam Sharanam. Sharanam means the same as Saranagati. It means surrender. And how to do that? The verse prior to that, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam. This teaches us how to do it. So the material world, with its constant pinchings and difficulties, it's like when the children are young, they think that, Hargreev, come sit here. Sit up front. We want to see you. When the children are young, they think, oh, this school is such a problem. Because why? Because they give me assignments and they give me, what's the other thing they give you? Projects and exams. Yes? And even though you may not be in anxiety about exams, your mother is. Especially. So, But then the illusion of the material world is, oh, when I get out of this school and I go to the next school, then everything, the pressure will be off and it'll be easy. And then when you're in the university, then you think, oh, when I get a job, then everything will be peaceful. Now, talking about illusion, and then you think, well, this is too hard. Where am I going to eat? How am I going to eat? And because I have to cook for myself or something. Of course, in Melbourne, we come to Melbourne Mahaprasad Mandir, and everything is okay. But then we get married and we have children, and then it really seems like suddenly, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this, suddenly we find ourselves old. And just on the borderline of at any moment. So the illusion of the material world is that it will give us shelter. The reality is that Krishna will give us shelter. Now, how deeply do we trust this? This world is meant specifically, it's a school for learning this one art of Sharanagati. Of course, the deeper art of prema pramato mahan, actually learning to love Krishna. Only if we can move, I think, instead of moving the pillar, I'll move me. Okay, at least, no. We'll go this way. No. Okay, Varaha Bhav. It's really meant to teach us this fine art of, in all situations, take shelter where there is actual shelter, where there is actual security, where there is actual substance. And that substance is at the lotus feet of Krishna, and of course, and the Vaishnavas. Sri Prahlad Maharaj prays, and I heard Prabhupada even this morning say this, that not even to take direct shelter of Krishna, but to take shelter of Krishna's pure representatives. That means there are instructions. Thank you. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a master, a past master, you can say, of this, or the highest master of this. And he teaches us how to do this in his songbook. So the first one is called Saranagati, which means returning to our actual shelter, returning to our natural position, returning to who we really are. And who we really are is in relationship with Krishna. And here in the material world, Krishna bhule se jivan adiya bahimukh. We turn our back on Krishna. And with our back turned, like if we turn our back on the sun, we see shadows. When our back is turned to the sun, what do we see? If your back is to the sun, what do you see? You see your shadow, yes? And if you is your shadow you? It's just the shadow of who you are. So we're living in the world of shadows. Actually, we're living in the world of shadows. And we don't exactly fit into this world, no matter how much we try. Because it's a world of shadows, and we're only the shadow of who we actually are. So by Saranagati, we turn to that. Now, what's a second songbook, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Can you imagine, actually, I was about to say, can you, because it's a songbook. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote these songbooks. But can you imagine, I was about to say, that if the popular songs of this world that people listen to when they walk around with their mobile phones plugged into their ears, if they were listening to the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and of course, that's the last thing they want to hear. They want to hear the songs of enjoyment that encourage their enjoyment after repeated failure in the material world. So it said, and I was about to say, could you imagine that? But there was a time, by Prabhupada's mercy, when our departed George Harrison, he wrote songs like this, and people were listening to it, walking around, and instead of singing nonsensical songs that were really created out of illusion, he asked Prabhupada for some ideas to write songs. And this, I'm living in the material world. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I hope to see much clearer and get out of this material world to the spiritual sky. Sweet memories have I. It was quite amazing. And people would walk around singing this. And then actually one time he didn't sing it, but with Ravi Shankar, not the current Ravi Shankar, but a previous Ravi Shankar who was a sitar master, that he produced a song. It was sung by Ravi Shankar's daughter named... Huh?
Anushka.
Thank you. Anushka. And it was called I Am Missing You, Krishna. And people were going around singing this. So this was Prabhupada's incredible influence, and also the good-heartedness of George Harrison. And when Prabhupada heard it, he was very, and they played, he prayed it for Prabhupada. And I remember Yarubara Prabhu telling me about this, that when Prabhupada heard it, George Harrison played it for him. And Prabhupada said, this is a song of separation in the mood of Sanatana Goswami. And there it was, you know, playing guitars, and this was this young lady singing this song. It was very, very simple, but very, very cute. So Bhaktivinod Thakur wanted to teach us how to miss Krishna. And one of the first steps in that, the steps in Sharanagati, in this particular song is that we're going to hear right now and sing along right now is from his fourth song, but called Kalyana Kalpaturu. What does Kalyana Kalpaturu mean?
The tree that gives you freedom.
That fulfills all your desires. The wish-fulfilling tree that fulfills all your desires. Quite incredible that this songbook is going to teach you how to be completely satisfied and fulfilled. Maybe you can give these devotees sitting here can have some asanas. Seems like there's a shortage of asanas, which is a wonderful thing, which means there's many, many devotees. Let there always be more devotees, more and more, but we should have more and more asanas too, so that they have, so they sit on the cold marble floor. So, and I'll just mention that the two other song books, Gita Mala and Gitavali, two other song books, and all of them are very, very special. Today we're going to sing two of the songs, one right now, and we've asked Shyamananda Krishna Prabhu, a very, very dear friend, to sing along. And he's even told me that his Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Shri Maharaj, has taught him how to sing with a Bengali accent. Yes? Okay, so now this is going to be, I'm going to ask you something that's, okay, it's not too difficult, but the words over here, and we're going to sing the first part of Gopinath, and we'll speak about it after we sing it, but the words will be up here. Now this is the difficulty, that you have to be looking at the words if you don't know the words, and also looking at the deities at the same time. Now I don't know how you're going to do that unless you become like Lord Brahma or something. But at least, I don't know, at least don't put your back to the deities, because that would be impolite. You know why it's impolite to put a back to the deities? Do you know why? Yes.
We are putting our back to Krishna.
Yes.
We are putting our
Yes, that's true. But I'll show you why it's, in fact, I won't show you, but I'll ask Jagatarini Mataji to show you. Stand up and put your back to everyone. Well, now you know why it's impolite. Because it's not polite, because it doesn't feel good when someone puts their back to you. Especially if they go like this. I won't turn towards Krishna. I won't turn towards Krishna. But no, excuse me. But the, yes, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this song is going to teach us, Vishuddha Priya Mataji will play the harmonium and Yuj Shama Sundar will accompany on Madanga. And who will play kartals? Softly. Who's the other kartal player? Okay. Kartal players play softly. Here's the microphone. Who will hold the microphone? Prabhu. Here. Or Dhruv, you hold it. For Prabhu. You come over here. Because it would be difficult to move the stand. Huh? It's okay. You hold it. If it's not working, you can. Yes. Now, I think you want to hold it. Yes? No, I don't want. No, but I was, okay, he wants to. Okay, so what I'm going. This song is a very, very special song from Kalyana Kalpataru. And please don't read. The English will be up and the Bangla will be up. But don't just read it and think about it mechanically. Try to see what the mood. And if we adopt this mood, as we chant, as we live our life, a life of devotion, then we will always be under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet always under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And Kalyana Kalpataru means, again, the wish-fulfilling desire tree, and all our desires will be fulfilled. And it's not negative or bad news if I say they can't be fulfilled in the material world. They just can't be. That's the nature of reality. And as I am fond of saying, if there is a struggle between reality and illusion, reality will always win. Okay. Is it my imagination or that's humming a little bit? Or? No, it's not my imagination. It's actually. Maybe put the volume down a little bit. Okay?
No, I think they're both in the German substance.
But it could be both. That's what I'm thinking. Yes. But that's that noise. But this, the humming is. Unless they're humming while they're doing it. Sounding something like bees. Okay?
Hey, so, we'll sing this song whereby the stanza will do the first line and then the second and third line together. So, just as an example, Mama Niva Dena Shuno, when I sing, then you repeat. And then the second and third line will be together, which will be Vishaya Durjana Shada Kamarata Kichu Naini Mora Guna. So, second and third line will be together. And after every paragraph, we'll sing Hey Gopinath. Okay. Hey Gopinath.
Hey,
Thank you.
Gopinath.
Hey Gopinath. Hey Gopinath. Hey Gopinath. Hey Gopinath.
But everyone face the deities. Go back to the beginning of Gopinath. And you know, this mudra, that what usually we think of it as swagatam, but it's all, this is meant to open the heart. So when you say swagatam or welcome, it's a heartfelt welcome, not just superficial welcome. So, but it actually has an effect. And when we offer respect to devotees, We fold our hands like this. I've heard one person told me this is so much a superior greeting than this, because if you're going like this to someone, they don't know what's in your other hand behind your back. But this, it's, everything is clear, that my heart is open and I want to take shelter of you. Now just everyone take 1 minute and just open your heart to C.C. Gornitai, to C.C. Radhabalava, to C.C. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and offer your prayers to them. And after a minute, I'm going to read the English again of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gopinath. And just keep your heart open and try to enter into the mood of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in approaching Gopinath. Oh, Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. I'm a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. O Gopinath, you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I am now your eternal servant. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. Everything I do has me in the center. I don't know what actual devotion, true loving service is. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy, and I have no strength or transcendental knowledge. And this body of mine is not independent and free from the control of material nature. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. Please give him your mercy. O Gopinath, you're able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. Who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? O Gopinath, you are an ocean of mercy. And having come into this material world, this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes, your leelas. Why? For the sake of the fallen souls, so that they can become absorbed in thoughts of you. O Gopinath, I am so sinful that although all the demons attain your lotus feet, Bhakti Vinod has remained in worldly existence. Second microphone. So. Isn't it? I'm always amazed how my focus can be on the deities in a humble mood and praying for mercy. But in 1 second, boom, change the channel, sort of, and then thinking about something completely different. This is the nature of illusion. But at every moment, in fact, we're actually dependent on Krishna. Every moment. Okay, so I'll give you the primary one. So you start. Now, one thing is that I'm going to ask some of the young gentlemen over here to also read at different times. So please pay attention and keep absorbed. It would probably be helpful if the lights are somewhat...